from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Hurricane Maria, the cleanup begins. The sound of a group of around 10 young people hauling a fallen tree away from a small green space to where it can be more easily hacked up and hauled away. A small but seemingly significant first triumph as the cleaning up process begins in the wake of Hurricane Maria's devastation. Hurricane Maria continued to drop more heavy rain Thursday on Puerto Rico after knocking out power across the entire island, flooding many areas and killing at least one person as it inflicted a less severe but still significant punch to the Dominican Republic. The storm was the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory in almost 90 years. More than 11,000 people took cover in the hundreds of shelters set up across the island.
The tone was very matter of fact. There was no yelling. We didn't throw shoes at one another.
That's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson commenting on a meeting he'd had in New York with other signatories to the Iran nuclear deal and U.S. President Donald Trump's pending decision.
He had made a decision. He has not shared that with anyone externally. Prime Minister May asked him if he would share it with her, and he said no. So I think the time has come for a decision to be made, and it is the president that has to make the decision.
Mr. Trump, who has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, has until October the 15th to tell Congress whether Tehran remains in compliance with the two-year-old deal. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescue teams in Mexico worked Thursday to reach those still trapped among the dozens of buildings that fell during a massive earthquake that has killed more than 230 people. One search in Mexico City took place at a school where on Wednesday workers spotted a girl buried in the debris and were able to confirm she was still alive by asking her to move her hand. Her name, apparently, is Frida. Rescuers are hopeful that at least two other children may be alive beneath the debris. That search went through the overnight hours into Thursday, with precautions being taken to avoid shifting the unstable pile of rubble as they tried to reach her. The North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho has a response to President Trump's speech at the UN General Assembly. If they thought they could scare us with the sound of a dog barking, that is a silly dream, he said. The leaders of the U.S. and South Korea are expected to meet Thursday in New York on North Korea following President Trump's warning the U.S. is prepared to destroy the North if it threatens the U.S. or its allies with nuclear weapons. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe devoted his U.N. General Assembly remarks Wednesday entirely on the threat posed by North Korea. Mr. Abe warned Pyongyang's nuclear weapons either already are or are on the verge of becoming hydrogen bombs and their means of delivery sooner or later will be intercontinental ballistic missiles. Japan Forum for Strategic Studies senior research fellow Grant Newsham said Mr. Abe's policy closely resembles that of its ally, the United States.
I think Prime Minister Abe realizes that Japan's interests and his interests are in staying as close to the Americans as possible. And what he said does align with what Mr. Trump has said.
Meanwhile, South Korea announced an $8 million package of humanitarian aid to North Korea despite geopolitical tensions. A large mob tried to block a shipment of humanitarian aid to besieged Muslims in western Myanmar before they were chased off by police late Wednesday. The government's information office says about 300 protesters gathered at a dock in Sitwa, the capital of majority Buddhist Rakhine State, where a boat was being prepared to transport 50 tons of supplies, including food, water, mosquito nets, from the International Committee of the Red Cross to Rohingya Muslims stranded in the northern part of the state. 8 people were arrested and detained. Vice President Mike Pence called on the Security Council in New York for strong and swift UN action to end nearly a month of violence in Myanmar.
And now we're witnessing a historic exodus. Over 400,000 Rohingya, including tens of thousands of children, have now been forced to flee from Burma to Bangladesh, with more following every day.
Myanmar's vice president told the UN that the security situation is improving. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.